Alright folks, welcome back to the Frustration Furnace. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving headfirst into something super juicy, embracing your authentic self. Ever feel like you're wearing a costume, trying to fit in a mold that just doesn't quite suit you? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others and think, wow, they seem so much more confident, put together. But guess what? That imposter syndrome is BS. It's time to ditch the facade and unleash your true, glorious self. Because let's be real, the world needs your unique spark. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Leo, this sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it? That's where this episode comes in, my friend. We're breaking down 5 key takeaways that'll help you ditch the script and start living life on your own terms. First off, self-awareness is key. It's like taking a deep dive into your own soul, understanding your values, your passions, your quirks. What truly lights you up? What makes you tick? Spend some time reflecting on those things. Write them down, journal about them, talk it out with a trusted friend. This isn't just navel-gazing, it's the foundation for building a life that aligns with who you are. Secondly, don't be afraid to say, no. I know, sometimes it feels easier to please everyone and avoid conflict. But here's the deal, saying yes to everything else is saying no to yourself. You deserve to prioritize your own needs and goals. So next time someone asks you to do something that doesn't align with your values or schedule, take a deep breath and say, no, with confidence. Your authentic self will thank you for it. Thirdly, embrace your imperfections. We all have them, those quirks, flaws, and little things that make us unique. Instead of trying to hide them, celebrate them. They're part of what makes you, you. Think about your favorite celebrity or musician. They wouldn't be nearly as relatable if they were perfectly polished and flawless. Now, onto the fourth point. Step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we push our boundaries and try new things. This doesn't mean skydiving or running for president, unless that's your thing. It could be something small, like taking a cooking class, starting a new hobby, or simply having a conversation with someone you wouldn't normally talk to. Remember, comfort zones are often just illusions. Break free and discover the amazing things you're capable of. Finally, surround yourself with people who lift you up. You know that saying, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with? Well, it's true. Surround yourself with positive, supportive individuals who encourage your authenticity and celebrate your journey. They'll be your cheerleaders, your sounding boards, and your allies along the way. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine named Sarah. She used to be so caught up in trying to please everyone that she lost sight of her own passions. She was always saying, yes, even when she felt drained or overwhelmed. Then one day, she decided to take a step back and really think about what made her happy. She realized she had a passion for writing but was too afraid to share it with the world. So, she took a leap of faith, joined a writing group, and started submitting her work. You know what happened? Sarah discovered a hidden talent. She found joy in expressing herself through writing and even started getting published. It wasn't easy at first, but she embraced the challenges, learned from her mistakes, and ultimately became more confident and fulfilled. Her story is a powerful reminder that embracing your authentic self can lead to amazing things, even if it takes some courage to step outside of your comfort zone. Alright folks, let's recap. Embracing your authentic self means being self-aware, saying no when you need to, celebrating your imperfections, stepping outside your comfort zone, and surrounding yourself with supportive people. These are the building blocks for a life filled with purpose, passion, and joy. Now, here's the challenge. What's one thing you can do today to embrace your authentic self? Write it down, tell someone about it, or just simply commit to taking that step. Remember, your true self is waiting to be unleashed. Let's make it happen together. See you tomorrow for another dose of frustration-busting goodness on the Frustration Furnace. Keep shining, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.